Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
What's up, everybody? This is episode, I think it's 32 of the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. You know what's up. Every episode, I promise you guys, a legend. We haven't gone one episode without a legend. Tonight's no different. The guy who I got tonight, man, this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, he put out albums in the early 90s. You know what I'm saying, he's really known for what he did. I want to say 95, he put out the album True Game on Rap-A-Lot Records. Had the single Powder Puff, which most of you motherfuckers became Powder Puffs in this game. You know what I'm saying? But our guest tonight, man, this motherfucker's always kept it real, always kept it true. He's got a book he's getting ready to work on. That should be coming out soon. He's got more music coming out. He's put out and directed films. This guy's done it all, man. It's the one, the only, CJ Mack. What's up, homie?
What's up with it, Prez? How you doing, man? Thank you for having me on the show.
Man, it's a huge honor, man. And being that, you know, I grew up listening to cats like you, and I bought that album, True Game, when it hit the shelves. You know what I'm saying? I think it's the same year as Kenny Kingpin, Pop LQ album came out. Both of you guys were on Rap a Lot at the time. How long have you known Kenny Kingpin?
I mean, I've been knowing him since he was about 17 years old. Very talented guy. He's out of my neighborhood. We grew up in the same area. Man, I watched him actually do his thing before I did. He had a record deal with Island Records when he was about 16 years old. You know, and I knew he was super talented. And then the Rap-A-Lot situation came on when they were looking for some West Coast artists. They actually had one guy, rest in peace, named Seagram out of Oakland.
Yeah, legend.
Yeah, other than that, you know, they came and got us, and we landed the situation with Rap-A-Lot. We were actually going to have a Rap-A-Lot West label, and, you know, we were heavily involved in building that. So we got a situation with Rap-A-Lot, man. We were able to work together. It's like having my little homeboy with me, you know what I mean? So we were able to work together on that, and, you know, and I really enjoyed my time there, and it was a great experience over there at Rap-A-Lot Records.
Yeah, both of you guys, I mean, both of those albums were classics. I mean, that year in particular, 95, Rap-A-Lot dropped a lot of good shit. You know, it was the same year the Loonies dropped. You guys were all on New Tribe. You know what I'm saying? What was it like, man? You just said yourself it was a good time, but what was the atmosphere like working with all those different cats over there at Rap-A-Lot Records?
Well, it was great, man. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, seeing as though, you know, we were from L.A. and everybody else on the label was from Texas. Right, but everybody was open arms. Scarface was open arms. I mean, I came right in. They played Never Seen a Man Cry, Never Seen a Man Die. That's kind of like the first project I worked on when I was on rap, but a lot of people don't know. I wrote that entire video, and I co-directed it. So it's like as soon as I got there, Lil J had confidence in me. I told him I was just riding the car with him. I said, man, I would do this to that video. I would do this. I would do that. And he said, well, you're directing the video then. I was like, oh, hey, I ain't never directed a video before, you know what I mean? And back then, I think that's when the budgets were just starting to climb. So it was about $125,000 video. And I'm like, wow, you going to give me, you know, the range like that? And he's like, yeah. I said, well, just put some technical people around me. So that's what he did. And the video came out really, really well, man. And we got out on that. It was written one way, and I totally changed the story. Scarface is actually talking about three individuals on there, and I made it one story of one kid's life. So, you know, Scarface really liked that. And then he turned around and did the Friday soundtrack with me. We did a song called It's Friday Night on the first Friday's movie soundtrack. So they were open arms, man. I learned a lot over there. Jay Prince really gave me a lot of James Smith at the time, but now James Prince. He really gave me a lot of leeway, man, and just open arms, man. They were just so open arms with us, man. Like, that Texas family, that's still my family out there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That's the next question I was going to ask you, if you still keep in touch with them guys.
Oh, yeah, I talked to Scarface last week. You know, he's still heavily doing his thing, and he's got some good things coming out. He's got a nice, nice, nice album coming out. I was privileged to hear a few tracks off of it, man, and, you know, he still got it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're still cool, man. And even some of the guys and some of the smaller acts on the label, you know, especially with this new social network thing going on, you know, everybody can find everybody. So we've been in touch and talking and things like that, man. So, you know, I really appreciate those guys, and especially Jay Prince, man. Jay Prince and Scarface, you know, those guys really, really looked out.
It's good to get an idea of what it was like behind the scenes, you know. So it definitely sounds like you had a good experience over there. So that's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. What was Jay Prince like as a person?
Oh, man, he's a great guy. Like I said, man, I mean, if you have a talent and you believe in yourself, man, Jay Prince will give you an opportunity. It's crazy how we met. He was in my neighborhood kind of like searching for talent. So he had a few guys rapping for him, and he was already going after Kenny Kingpin. So, you know, he had a bunch of other guys over there rapping. I wasn't rapping. I was just like whooping his ass in a game of dominoes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm the best at that. As a matter of fact, anybody wants some, you know, holler at me. You know, I'm outlawed. I'm outlawed in three states, man. You know what I'm saying? Me, Al Capone, and Jesse James. Us three, we can't play dominoes in three states, in five states, as a matter of fact, I think last time I counted. So anyway, I was whipping his ass with some dominoes. And then everybody just started saying, CJ, man, oh, CJ rap? You know, and he was like, oh, you rap too? And I was like, yeah, you know. And then so I bust Powder Puff for him, acapella. And he was like, what? He was like, okay, well, where your setup? Man, I had a studio about an hour outside of L.A., and it's like 3 in the morning. I said, man, my joint is like an hour away. You know, my producer's up right now making beats. And he was like, let's go. And that impressed me that he wanted to ride an hour away, and go listen. And that's just what he did. You know, and a few weeks later, I was in Chicago, you know what I mean? And he gave me a call, and that call kind of turned my life around. You know what I mean? I went over there and kind of like what I had going on in the streets of Chicago, you know, he matched that for me to lead that life alone. And that's kind of my story over there at Rap-A-Lot.
And that's dope. That's dope. And right at that time, when you were over there, that's when they had Ghetto Boy Radio. You know, the Ghetto Boys were in Chicago all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's pretty dope, man. A lot of people don't realize, you know what I'm saying, that there's a nice little connection between Rap-A-Lot and the city of Chicago. So, that's
most
what's up,
definitely.
Man. Okay. Let's fast forward a few years. After Rap-A-Lot, you know, you went over, you released, I believe, what was it, Checkmate?
Platinum Game over on Who Banging Records.
Platinum Game, my bad. Platinum Game over at Who Banging. And you know, how did you hook up with Mac 10?
Well, Mac 10 and I, we were cool before I even got on that Rap-A-Lot. And, you know, we were kind of under, the DJ Poohs and Ice Cubes and that, you know what I mean? And so we kind of made a vow, like, as us two, we were trying to get on, you know. I was a street dude, man, you know, like, I was getting money already, you know what I mean? But I wanted to rap, because that's something that I had been doing since I was 13, 14 years old, you know. So I wanted to change my life, so to speak, and go into that once I saw those guys start to make money, you know what I mean? I was like, whoa, at first I used to look at it like, Yeah. They rapping, okay. Yeah. I didn't respect it that much because I'm in the streets. You know, I'm 20 years old with a 500 Benz and all that. You know, and I'm seeing these dudes rapping and kind of struggling. And I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, that was funny to me. But then I start, you know, making a living, right? And I'm like, wait a minute. And they don't have to look over their shoulders. I want to do that. You know, so Mac Ken and I, we were cool. And Mac, we both kind of told each other, hey, whoever get on, man, we're going to help the other one out. So after my situation when Rap-A-Lot was done, you know, I kind of asked to leave that situation just due to the fact that I didn't, you know, it was a little difficult for them to market us being as though we weren't the norm of what was going on over there. And because we were on a Houston label, we weren't getting the support that we should have from Los Angeles radio. So I decided to come back home, and Mac King got that deal over at Hoobin, and he said, hey, you know, you're the first person I want to sign.
And that was before
he
got
kept
his
word.
Or before he got anybody, okay.
Yeah, so he, you know, he did that, man. He kept his word, and, you know, he gave me some money, and, you know, we got out and did what we did from there.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, from there, you know, we can't forget about the song, I Ain't Fucking With You, which came out on, you know, Two Gangster for Radio album. Man, what was it like to do that song, and what kind of response did you get from that song?
Well, I got multiple responses. I did it from the heart, man. At the time, that's how I felt. Like, I kind of felt that, you know, and mind you, you know, I've grown since then. I'm grown. I really, you know, I don't really take to heart the situation anymore. But it was a time where I felt that our pioneer, our best producer, you know, the camera was all pointed at the West Coast at the time. You know, and West Coast music, gangster music or what have you. And I think when Dr. Dre kind of went off and said, you know, gangster rap is dead and these are the true MCs, Foxy Brown, Nature Nas, and, you know, AZ, when he went over there to do the Firm album, I think he kind of took the cameras from the West Coast at the same time. And then the record didn't do as well as he thought, you know, as well as projected, so they had, like, articles in the Source magazine with aerosol cans saying Soft and Dre, with Dre's picture. So New York basically dissed Dre, you know what I'm saying? And then he came back home, and the first thing out of his mouth was representing all gangsters. I was like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, you just got through killing us, you know what I'm saying? So that was the way I felt about it. And so, you know, so I spoke on it, you know what I mean? And a lot of other people were speaking on it, too, but then in his face, they were afraid because they wanted to get something from him.
Yeah.
I didn't care about getting nothing from him. So, you know, I spoke the real. You know, then it caused me to be like, you know, kind of like on an island by myself for a minute, but I didn't give a shit. I made a couple more records that mostly people only in L.A. heard, and everybody kind of backed up off of me because I know everybody's past, and I know everything because I am L.A.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but then, you know, I just left the shit alone, you know what I mean? And they did kind of left it alone. We had a little altercation, you know, because they kind of sick hitman on me, but, you know, I kind of handled that. That
yeah.
was kind of easy to handle. I handled that real easy, you know what I mean? So after that, man, I just let it go. Like, I don't hold no, you know, malice or ill intent against those guys and nothing like that. That shit's years ago. But I spoke my mind. That's what rap is, speaking your mind, expressing yourself, you know, and that's how I felt about it, and it was genuine.
Now, you being, you know, one of the OGs from the West Coast, you know, recently you guys were hit pretty hard with the loss of KMG.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Yes. I know about a lot well.
What could you say about KMG, man?
Man is a good guy, man. One thing I could say about him, he was the same way every time you see him. And that's something I respect in a man. You know, like, you know, if you know, L.A. is really, really divided and segregated and all that, you know, with the gangs and blocks and territories. So, you know, I respect a man that grew up in a different area than me, but if he see me with 50 of his homeboys, he acts the same way as if it's just me and him. And he was that type of guy. And I pride myself in being that way. Man, if I give you a hug and, you know, my whole neighborhood hates you, but if you cool with me and I give you a hug when it's just me and you, I'm going to do the same thing when it's 50 of them around.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the type of guy he was.
Yeah. And he definitely was one of the pioneers of the whole G-Funk movement.
Oh yeah, man. It was bad, man. Black Superman and all them dudes was, man, off the hook. I just got back in touch with Hutch, as a matter of fact, 187 lately.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got a lot of love for that guy, man, and for that group.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, man. You know, and another thing I wanted to mention too, you know, you guys really laid the foundation, you know, for the West Coast and for a lot of rap in general. Like, you know, Eazy-E really had a blueprint. What were you doing at the time that NWA was just getting off the ground and Ice-T was just getting off the ground?
In the alleyways, hustling, trying to get from one point to another real fast.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing, you know what I mean? And rapping in between time, you know?
So you were already rapping at that point.
Well, I was rapping, you know, for myself and trying to convince all my friends that I could do it while I was standing in the alleyway trying to make some money. You know what I mean? And you know, I was kind of like living that life at the time. And they were rapping about that life when I was living that life. You know what I mean? So at first, like I said, I didn't really respect what they were doing. I was like, yeah, right. You know, I know Eazy, you know, he was kind of into that, you know what I mean? Kind of like on the page I was on, but I didn't feel the whole group was. So at first I was like, yeah. But then I grew to respect them, you know what I mean? I grew to respect them. And don't get me wrong, even the thing with Dr. Dre, I respect Dr. Dre. He's a great producer. And I have eaten because of something that he pioneered. Regardless of how I felt about that one situation, I have gotten paychecks due to the fact, you know, that he created, helped create this art form and give an outlet anyway for the West Coast. So
yeah.
I do respect that.
Yeah. So you said you were already rapping at the time, but were you pretty much honing your craft, or did you have anything out in the streets at all?
Nah, I was new, man. The only thing I had in the streets was me.
Yeah.
The thing I had in the streets was me. No, rapping was just something I wanted to do, you know.
Yeah.
And then I saw those guys actually doing it, actually putting records out and all that. And I was like, man, I could do this too. You know what I mean? So no, I was. I had a whole different thing going on. You know,
cool.
I had a whole different lifestyle going on other than rap.
Well, I'll tell you what. You just sent me a song, and I got to check it out before the show. This is some smooth. This is some G-Funk hard street shit right here. If you can, man, intro this song for me. We're going to play it, and then we'll be back. We'll take some callers and whatnot.
Okay, this song is called Keys to the City. It's about me paying my dues and my struggles and coming up. It's off my book soundtrack. I'm doing a soundtrack to a book I wrote called 80s Baby. And this is going to be one of the songs on that soundtrack that I'm going to be doing with various rap artists that were born in the 80s era.
That's what's up. Here we go.
It's a game for the 80s, baby. In the 80s, yeah. Baby. Hey, give me the keys. I've been doing this. Niggas in that trap, pursuing they grind. It's for the niggas in that thing, doing they time. We out here, dying the flaws, pushing them lines. We out here, driving them cars to speak when they shine. Letting everybody know we gon' street till we die. We want a piece of that pie, we won't eat, sleep, and cry. We just snort lines and pop pills till we tired. And it's the same old shit, every state that I'm flying. Women taking off their clothes, a dollar at a time. And if I say it don't indulge, should I be lying? Cause I be fucking off rack all the time. I be smoking cushion fine bottles all the time. And waking up fucked up for days at a time. I know I'm wasting my time, but it's the way to the grind. They came the street nigga out here, say that I'm lying. I'm gonna be a hunter.
Womack deep in Natalie Cole, man. I was paying 18 for an old man. Black entertainment, feed deep as your soul train. Coffee 44 for a whole thing. The Rickin' in my way out was whooping the whole gang. And I was getting shit at 12. Transport 25 chickens, my motherfucking self and the bitches. Oh man, yeah, the bitches. Was fly as a motherfucker, fake nails and hair extensions. Rag Rory, stunting in ballet. Take a picture, nigga. You looking at LA. I done witnessed every downfall in these streets. But I ain't never been a witness, rather fall in these streets. I'm about facing my time. It ain't a real live street, nigga, out here. Say that I'm lying.
See, I had to walk for a nigga.
Nigga rolling around these pods, partner. Burning slow on the stogie while I'm sipping on the soli. I ain't stripping off the rollie. Every bad bitch know me, but hey, yesterday I ain't had shit. Except a lifetime of game, some heart in that shit. Niggas ask me how I got back, spot that shit. Shit the last time I'm thinking, nigga, cause I ain't no bitch. I do my best work, broke, baby. I run circles around niggas thinking they claim me when I'm broke, baby. I'm in the Hall of Fame with hustling, weather, shine, and shit. I'll be a martyr when I die in this bitch. Staying rich ain't promise, but I promise. Long as I breathe, I promise to keep the creed. So pay homage, and I'm gonna be the same way till I die. And can't a street nigga out here say that I'm lying.
See, I had to walk for a nigga.
Yeah, for those of you just tuning in, that was C.J. Mad Keith to the City from his upcoming book, 80s Baby. If you wanting to call in, the number is 714-409-0548. You got to press 1 in order for me to see you on the board. I'm going to bring back our guest, C.J., man. That was a raw song, man. That was smooth as fuck. Obviously,
thank you.
No problem, brother. Obviously, my question to you is, man, the book's coming, but what about the album?
Well, you know, I'm kind of like more behind the scenes now. I'm doing this just because I can. I'm not trying to compete with these kids and all that right now. I'm doing this because I want to do it. I know that there's fans that still, you know, want the type of that type of music, you know, especially from the likes of myself and others that pioneered that type of music. So I'm doing it for them. It's not a competitive thing for me. I'm not trying to beat out, you know, Lil Wayne, and I'm just doing my lane. So there's another form, you know, there's a literary form for me to put my thoughts and my words out there, and I can still express myself. So I'm going to do a soundtrack, but I'm also going to bring in a lot of the 80s babies. Like, the book is called 80s Baby, but it's not necessarily about the 80s kids born in the 80s. It's about the 80s, baby.
Yeah.
And that time, I think there's a time in Los Angeles that hasn't been documented. You know, Eazy-E and those guys, they talked about one section of Los Angeles. And, I mean, one particular part of L.A., the gangbanging. So it kind of led everybody to believe that everybody from Los Angeles wakes up in the morning, quick walk to the refrigerator, grab a 40-ounce, could walk to the lowrider, hit the switch, and go shoot people. You know what I'm saying? Whereas L.A. was kind of like one of the flyest places in the country because, you know, we were kind of like the import, you know, to certain illegal activity, you know what I mean? So we supplied everybody. So believe me, it was going down. You wouldn't ride down Christian on a bucket. You was coming down Christian on a Ferrari or Benz or a Porsche. And that part of Los Angeles hasn't been documented. You know what I mean? And that was a real era in Los Angeles, you know, and hasn't been talked about. So I want to share you know, that lifestyle, what people let them see, what that was all about as well.
Yeah, yeah. And when's the book due to drop?
I'm going to drop it around January, February.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up pretty soon. That's what's up.
Yes.
And you got a soundtrack. I know LQ is going to be on there, Kenny Kingpin, right?
Yeah, he's definitely. Kenny Kingpin is definitely going to be on it. Another artist that's really, really ridiculous, man, a female artist. And I'm going to tell you, there's only been about a handful of female artists that I ever liked and respected. Man, there's one by the name of Kim Cartel, man. She's astonishing, man. I mean, she's really from the game, so she talks the game, and it's real, and she goes. She goes. So there's going to be a couple of singles coming out on her here. And remember that name, Kim Cartel. She's going to be ridiculous. I'm also going to reach out to my little homeboy, Nipsey Hussle, and a couple more cats, man, and, you know, even some Southern cats. And everybody, you know, that 80s era, I kind of want the kids that were born in that era to get out on this soundtrack with me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll get you some shit, man. I got some shit for you.
Okay.
I'll send it your way, man. So, you know, we got a little network. It's called the Underground Society, and what it is, it's not a label. It's an organization, like an umbrella with several labels under it, and it spans across, I want to say, about 15 countries, you know, several states. So, you know, we're the opposition. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're the alternative to what's out there right now. So. Yo, that's why you got to make that album, because you got motherfuckers like us that want that shit.
Okay.
Know?
Well, definitely, man. Then definitely I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? And like I said, the type, I'm going to challenge the youngsters. They get on the soundtrack with me, they got to get deep. They got to go. They got to show me they got some game to them. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to challenge them and have a whole lot of fun with that as well.
Definitely, definitely. Now, you said, you know, you directed Scarface's video, Seen a Man Die. It was the first thing you directed. Is that what kind of led you to direct the documentary you did with the Sea Walking as a Way of Life?
Well, I'm the type of guy, man, that I see things, man, and I get kind of compassionate about things that I see happening in the streets. So I saw everybody doing the Sea Walk. You know, Lil Bow Wow was doing the Sea Walk. The Laker girls was doing the Sea Walk. I mean, they got real popular because Dub C, you know, Dub C really kind of put it back on the map. You know, whereas I grew up, you know, that dance, you weren't going to do that dance, that's for the gangbanging. You know what I mean? It wasn't mainstream. So when I saw that, and I saw, like, they even had a thing called the Clown Walk where, man, they were filling up the forum. Doing that dance and, you know, selling out tickets to see the dance people perform. So I didn't have a problem with that personally. But I knew that it was a way for me to bring light and attention to the fact that a bunch of kids were still getting killed on the gang level. So, you know, I used the dance as a hook to make people pay attention to the fact that murders were still taking place in L.A. at a rapid rate. You know what I mean? So I was able to get my point across. I had people telling me, well, don't take that part out. I had millionaires, you know, telling me, just take that part out, and we're just going to go infomercial, and you just teach people how to seawalk with the documentary. Take all the serious stuff out. And I was like, no, this is why I did it.
To show people that this is not a game. This is not a something that you can do at a MTV Music Awards. This is something that people are doing for real, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't even really the dance itself. It's the lifestyle. And the fact that once something happens so often, right? Okay, all you hear about was murders and all this stuff going on in L.A. and the gang violence. If you look at the news now, you would think there's no gang violence in L.A. because it's no longer news. If something happens repeatedly and something happens all the time, there's no more shock value in the fact that a kid got his head blown off on the corner. There's no more shock value to that in Los Angeles. So the news, they stopped reporting on it. You see what I'm saying? So I said, you know what? This is still happening, and somebody needs to show someone that it's still happening. So that's why I used the dance and the hook to express myself and show that, man, these murders are still happening, and these mothers are losing children. You know what I mean? Babies are losing fathers. Mothers are losing sons. And I wanted to show that with the film. And like I said, I just used the actual dance as the hook to make people pay attention and look at the rest of the stuff that I was trying to show.
And you showed a lot of, you went deep into the history, and you had a lot of people, and I saw, you know, Dub C was up in there, and you really put together a good documentary, man. Did you ever do any other documentaries or any other?
No, that was my first. That was my first documentary, and actually, I want to try and right now I have a project in mind I want to do. I kind of want to get with the guys in Chicago, man, like the street reputable guys and even people within the community, councilmen, different things like that, and talk about the thing that's going on in Chicago, because Chicago has such a bad problem going on, man. It's like, you know, killing each other, like, you know, so, man, I mean, 1 week it was 56 shootings, 19 dead. You know, 10 dead, 40 shootings, this, that, and this, that. One of my very, very good friends, man, he's given his life to the parks and recreation and helping kids out there in Chicago. You know, he works for parks and recreation. He handles all the basketball stuff and the 40 and up basketball tournaments and this. And he's given his life, man, to helping children and helping the community. And his child was on the way to college, 6'6", 6'7", kid, man. You know, he just wanted to have a little bit of his summer before he went off to school. And he gets killed, man, like, you know, 3 feet away from his mother's doorstep, man. I mean, yeah. Chicago is really suffering right now, man. So
worse
that's dear to my heart.
It's worse than, you know what I'm saying, countries at war. I mean, Afghanistan, you know, we're still over there fighting Afghanistan. We pulled out of Iraq, supposedly, but we're still fighting Afghanistan, and we have more murders in Chicago than the whole country of Afghanistan. That's a problem that needs to be addressed, and the, like you said, the media, they don't give a shit. They'll run like a 20-second piece on it, and then they'll go into a 10-minute piece on Paris Hilton's underwear or some fucking shit.
Exactly, you know? Man. And, you know, so when I see things like that, man, I feel compelled to try and get involved.
Yeah.
You know, to try and help, you know what I mean? And I want to try to get at, you know, Common and Kanye West and, you know, a bunch of the artists that are influential around the Chicago area, like, hey, you know, I want to do this piece right here, man. Let's address what's going on in your city. I'm from L.A., but let's address what's going on in your city right now, man. Let's make somebody pay attention to this. You know, so I've been trying to get with a few guys out there, you know, and try and really, really put this thing together and do a nice piece on that.
Yeah, you, there's a lot of guys, man. You know, I recommend, you know, getting at people like J.D. Walker. You know what I'm saying? That dude is one of the first guys. That's the guy that brought Murder Dog to the city of Chicago back in the mid-90s.
Okay.
Crucial Conflict. I could put you in the right direction. I'll tell you why, man. Kanye and not so much Common, but mainly Kanye, he's lost total touch with the city of Chicago. He's,
wow.
A lot of guys don't wear pink cardigans and skirts in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
So they feel it's kind of a misrepresentation. But I'll put
wow.
you, I know you know people out there. I'll put you in touch with some good people, man, and they'll get you on the right path to really uncovering what you want to do. And I really commend you for doing that for another city.
Thank you.
Because,
Thank you. You
know, that shows that you really give a shit, you know, and not that many people do. So, man, thank you very much.
And thank you for any help that you can give me on trying to, you know, put it together.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm now that we're connected, I got you. I'm with you, so... We'll definitely, you know, we'll reach out to some people and stuff, and we'll try to make something happen for you. I'd love to see that documentary come to light, man.
Okay.
So, but yeah, now also, you know, Kenny Kingpin, what's he been up to? I know he was down with the regime. Is he still fucking with them, or is he doing something else, or?
Well, he's always going to be a part of that, and that's the shit that found him for him. But right now, he's got a song out, man, called Trick Something that's being serviced right now. I mean, it's a fun, light song. He goes, you know, like, he's on the type of beats that are kind of play today, but he's a lyricist, man. You know, like
yeah.
I said, that kid's been doing this since 16 years old, so he really, really gets down. So he has a project called I'm Not With Rap Built. It's called I'm Not With Rap Built, and he goes. He did a song with called Let the Streets Tell It with French Montana, and Mano did the remix with him, and that song was pretty big for him over the last year or so. So now he's going into Tricks on me. He got a couple more songs up his sleeve, and he's really getting out there and going viral and really, you know, the new thing. He's actually been instrumental in teaching me. I'm managing him right now. So he, you know, taught me the game and then gave me the reins as far as how the internet goes and things of that nature. So he's really, really putting it on, man. He's got some good material coming out.
Well, that's what's up. We'll definitely gotta look out for him. I wouldn't mind seeing an album between the two of you guys, man, because that I think that would be a raw group right there.
You know? Yeah, that's my guy. He's talking about that. He's trying to get me to, you know, to rap and, you know, really get in there like that, man. But, you know, me, I'm just really, you know, I got a couple things, you know, man. I got a couple television shows that are about to come out and things like that. So, you know, I still get to voice my opinion, and I'll do a project every now and then, like the book soundtrack stuff. But, you know, I'm just not really, you know, I'm past getting on stage and touring, and, you know, I don't really want to do all that anymore, you know.
Oh, so, yeah, I feel you, but I'm going to keep asking.
Believe me, I get pressured. Dub C pressures me. Everybody pressures me, you know, especially Crazy Tunes. Crazy Tunes is one person that, man, he forces me to rap, you know what I mean? So I take it as an honor, man. And then little Eazy-E, Eazy-E's son is like a little brother to me. We've gotten, like, super, super close, man, and we talk about different business ventures and stuff like that. He's a real smart kid, man. Got a good head on his shoulder. He's real authentic. He's a real guy, man. And so a lot of us are still linked up and putting some things together.
Yeah, we just had him on the show a few weeks ago. Yeah, real good dude right there, definitely.
Yeah, he's like a little brother to me, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, man, I'll tell you what. If you want to stick around for a little bit, I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs you've done, and yeah, we'll come back if you got a few extra minutes and chop it up a little bit more.
No problem at all. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Niggas always fucking running. Niggas out here running this old lame ass game, running their mouths to a motherfucking mother.
Oh shit.
Niggas wanna run my bitch, can't even run their own goddamn.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Love.
Yeah.
Niggas run too goddamn much.
Down the line, it turns to more than just the money, 'cause now I get high from fearing niggas high.
I need help, but can't nobody see me with it. I feed myself, cause can't nobody see me get it. The only thing a nigga got for me is a grave or a cell in the penitentiary. See, me be the note from the west side of town. Guaranteed to take your grip and lay your ass down. I don't give a fuck, cause it ain't worth giving. I'll probably be dead before I really start living. So why should I waste my time? I'm overcome by aggravation, grief and crime. I try to kick this shit, I can't have fun. I swear to God I love my homies, but I trust not one, no one.
Trust no one, tricking no one.
Trust Note is definitely one of my favorite songs, man. Got to bring my brother CJ Mack back on. Man, that song's a motherfucker, even to this day, almost 18 years later.
You know, that's crazy, right?
Did you know when you made that song, I mean, how much it would resonate with people around the globe?
No, I didn't. I just really wanted to do music that expressed the way I felt at the time and the lifestyle that I was living, unfortunately. You know what I mean? And I just kind of like rapped from the heart and things that was going on and things that I saw and, you know, some things I was involved with, man. And it's crazy to me, man. Like, now that you can have all this fan interaction, which I wish we had back in those days, you know, with the Twitter and this and that, and people can tell you, man, I get people in Spain and Russia and, you know, everywhere, like, man, CJ Mack, this and that, man, I really love this, man, I play it right now and this and that. And you're like, wow, you don't realize the impact that you had on people and, you know, where your music was. Like, my first album, you know, I think I rapped better on my second album, but on my first album is the one everybody felt, man. It was like, because I didn't know you're supposed to do this, or you're trying to get a single, or you're trying to do this. I didn't know about none of that shit. It's just like, hey, I'm going to rap, I might get a chance for the whole world to hear and understand what I'm saying. You know, to get a listen at me and my wife, you know what I mean? So that was what was important to me. So now I wasn't thinking about, you know, 17, 18 years later, and it's like an honor, man. Like, sometimes people tweet me and all that. Man, well, I get it all the time, you know, they talk about that record, and they talk about different songs on that record. You know, it's a great feeling, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, man, I found you on, that's how I found you on Twitter. I was like, man, I got to get this cat on the show. You know, like I said, man, there's been so many people on this show. We had MC Shan on last week.
Wow. You know,
which is crazy. Wow. Yeah, he's back. He hasn't dropped an album since 1990, and he dropped a couple singles. So, you know, we've had DJ Speaking of Rap a lot, man. We had DJ Ready Red on here.
Wow.
You know, so.
Yeah, man, see, you know, I think that this is one art form that we don't have legends. You know, like the Rolling Stones could do tours forever. In rap, man, we try to put an age on it. We try to put an age limit on it, which slows us down. And it's also the youngsters that try to put the age limit on it. It's slowing them down. You know, you want to be able to tour the world and make $80 million a year off your doggone catalog. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, that's one thing in hip-hop. I'm glad to see a lot of the older acts getting out there and still performing and being active, because it shouldn't be like that, man.
Yeah, we're trying to. That's what we're trying to do. I mean, this is a place where legends ain't forgotten, man. And you know, we bring on some you know, new up and coming artists and stuff. But I definitely one thing I promise to listeners, every show we gotta have a legend. So, you know,
I like that.
Kenny Kingpin, man. We definitely want to have him come on in the future as well. Man, I want to thank you for coming through, man. I'm going to play some more music and stuff. Is there anything you want to say to the fans before we go? Or?
Well, yeah, I want to say, first of all, thank you guys. And I really, really appreciate you having me on, Fred. And I think that your show, man, is awesome.
And I think that is a really great, man, to open up the lane and even let the youngsters get a chance to hear some of this type of music that they haven't been privy to, you know, due to the fact that their lifestyle is a little bit different. You know, I also want to let you know that different artists you have, underground artists, things like that, I have a video show coming out called TurnedUpTV.com, and I'd like to, you know, invite them to come on and get their videos played. We're not going to just play top 40 videos. We're going to play that underground street shit that don't really get a chance to be on television. You know what I mean? This is nationwide television that this show is going to be on. I'll be traveling city to city looking for that underground talent and shit like that, man. So we're going to be giving back this month. I think our show could probably work in the end. Other than that, look out for Kenny Kingpin. I'm not with Rap Built. And look out for Kim Cartel, the Trap Tape. That's her first mixtape she's about to release, Kim Cartel, Trap Tape. You know, other than that, man, thank you so much, man. It's an honor, man. And, you know, this is, you know, I leave your show tonight with a great feeling and a great amount of respect for you and what you're doing.
Hey, thank you, and you're welcome here anytime, brother, anytime. Any guest I have, you want to talk to people, like when we had Shan on last week, Ready Red called in, and he was asking him about a show that they did like almost 30 years ago. You know what
wow.
I'm saying? It was just, yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of crazy things. Like, you remember the group The Poison Clan? We had the first ever Poison Clan reunion with, you know, just everybody on here. It was just fucking
wow.
incredible. So, you know, a
wow.
lot of history
y'all
happened over here that
to,
people don't
know
about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's groups I look up to. You
yeah.
know what I mean? That's something I was listening to. Like, damn, they hard. You know what I mean? I want to do that shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, definitely, man. So I just thank you, man. Much success, man. Like I said, anything you ever need from me, you got my numbers. You just call me.
Definitely, definitely will. Hey, thanks a lot, my brother.
All right, thank you.
Those of you just tuning in, man, you got to hit the archive. We just had one hell of an interview with, you know, legendary CJ Mack, you know what I'm saying, from L.A. Dude was very humble, very very good brother right there. But we're going to get off into some West Coast music. I got a little bit of a little bit more L.A. shit, but of course, you know, I'm going to be playing a lot of the Bay tonight because to me, you know, I ain't got nothing against L.A. I love L.A. music, but a lot of my favorite music comes out of the Bay Area. You know, I've been supporting the Bay for many years, but before we go, I think we need to say fuck you to Dr. Dre. On behalf of this C-Max song, I ain't fucking with you. This man, he ripped these guys a new asshole. This was like a no Vaseline type record. You'll know what I'm talking about here in a minute. Stick around, Murder Master Music Show. If you want to call in, remember the number 714-409-0548. Hit number one, or I can't see your bitch ass, and I won't be able to talk to you. So check this shit out.
Gangsta shit. Yeah. Right about now, I'm about to get a little ass. Check this out, nigga. I know you gay ass niggas. Ain't think y'all was gonna sex play meal records. Now I have to suffer no consequences, repercussions. Philly ass, aftermath killer. Remember that nigga? It's my shit now. Aftermath killer. First off, nigga, that's laid on the nine. I'm a street motherfucker, ain't no studio in mine. Fuck the gang thing, you know the bang attack. You know I still walk the block with a banging that. Still, you can put a record out and sell meals. Still, you be lying about the streets from them hills. Still, you's a bitch, nigga, everybody know. All that child abuse and shit, you niggas took your death row. Oh yeah, the king and ace, we can lock all night. Two words for Drake, nigga, Suge Knight. Watch the tower that shake and roll. Hope his diamond don't stay parole. Back to the host roll. A whole lot of bloodshed and killing. For a real nigga, walk away from 300 million. Real nigga, when you start a death row. Bitch ass cow when you left with no dough, ho. Just like a bitch, a man in jail. Now you running with them other bitches raising hell. Nah, I bet you feel like a man again. You fuck with JSC,
If you ain't never been to jail, I ain't fucking with you. If you ain't never post jail, I ain't fucking with you. If you ain't never did a crime, I ain't fucking with you. If Jay-Z wrote your rhymes, I ain't fucking with you. If you shook gangsta rap, I ain't fucking with you. Got dissed and came back, I ain't fucking with you. I ain't kissing no ass, I ain't fucking with you. If you down with aftermath, I ain't fucking with you. I fuck with street criminals, street generals. Stick with big black freaks to beat criminals. Y'all can't run the streets when I have. Fuck the ministry gifts. Real niggas know I'm talking about. Ain't you the nigga said gangsta rap dead and ran a new door to make beats instead? Nah, I ain't sitting on the firm, but nigga, you respect your roots to get burned. Can't you go learn? I got him rapping like Baba Loo. Every other record, Jay got some slaying to do. I said, fuck him and mention it. And fuck all you dick licking niggas trying to kiss ass and use a different. See, tripping, a nigga's law. I had a motherfucker suing and pressing charges. Nah, I'ma make me a prediction. Look, I bet before this record drops, hit man, get his ass. You ain't never been to jail, I ain't fucking with you. If you ain't never closed jail, I ain't fucking with you. If you ain't never did a crime, I ain't fucking with you. If other niggas write your rhymes, I ain't fucking with you. Dr. Dre, killer, Hitman, killer, Eminem, killer, Aftermath, killer, Dre, killer, Hitman, killer, Eminem, killer, Aftermath, killer.
I like to send a big fuck you out to the whole Aftermath staff. Any nigga ride on their behalf. Y'all are suing my enemies. Tell you prove otherwise. Hitman, how that jump, homie? It's like I'm a psychic, huh? Ding, 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 ding. Fuck y'all. DJ Mack, nigga.
Have y'all been doing these past few Saturdays, man, around 7 p.m.? Don't answer that. Let me guess. You loser-ass motherfuckers that haven't been doing shit. And your plans, man, let's be honest about ourselves, man. Your plans probably ain't gonna be changing in the near foreseeable future. So why don't you spend your Saturdays kicking with me and my constituents, man, on KFYB, only on UGS Radio. We're doing it live so you can call in, share your opinion, your complaints, and I'll tell you that you ain't shit. And their music... Man, we do that shit on Wednesdays, every fucking genre you want. So kick it with me, man. KFYB, UGS Radio.
Back here on the Murder Master Music Show. Yeah, we had a wonderful guest tonight, man. Motherfucking CJ Mack, for those who don't know who he is, he was with Rap A Lot back in the day, mid-90s. Directed some shit. He's got some. He's got a book in the works. A lot of good stuff coming up. So we're definitely glad we had him on the show. And don't forget about the magazine. We got the fucking magazine coming out October 31st. All you motherfuckers that's procrastinating, talking about, oh yeah, I'm gonna get an ad and blah blah blah. You better get that shit in before the 20th. You got 9 days. I'm telling you. You don't want to miss the deadline to this magazine. You see the cover, you see some of the names on the cover, but let me tell you, you have no idea what else is in this fucking magazine. It's we got a lot of groundbreaking shit, first of its kind shit. We got the art. I gotta give props to Brother Six, man. The artwork is just unfucking believable, unlike any other magazine. The format is crazy. The stories, I mean, we got everything from religion and health to rap, conspiracies, sex, the streets, sports, you name it. The only thing we're not going to have is Lunars, because I think the Lunars would take over the magazine and fly away with it. So with that being said, I'm going to bring on the hosts of, you know, KFYB Radio. You just heard a commercial. It stands for Fuck You Bitch. I don't know what the K stands for. You got to light me on that one, Six.
It's like the old school radio stations, man. We like WKRP in Cincinnati, man. Most of West Coast stations use K as an identifier. That's all it is.
Yeah, definitely, man. You guys got Mac J on the line. What's up, Mac J?
Yeah, what's up with the Six? What up with the press?
Man, last week, man, you guys had one hell of a show. Every week you got one hell of a show, but you guys go in on some of the craziest topics. How the hell do you guys find this shit?
Oh, man, just go around looking. When you need freaks, you will find them when you want to look for them. They just kind of pop it like a balloon.
Yeah.
Like a toaster treat. They just pop out of the motherfucking oven.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, man. We don't know from week to week what you guys are going to do, which is amazing. Last week, you know, the phones lit up. You guys had some crazy conversation going on. What do you can you give us a little glimpse of what's coming up Saturday?
Oh man, midgets. we got some more midgets, man. Fans and little people, man. We got more. And I should apologize off the top, man, because midgets is like a slur. Little people. So yeah, we got more little people this Saturday. Sure.
More little people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Little people need love too. So.
Yeah.
Not for me, because I ain't gonna fuck no midgets. Hang on, I'm
sticking
a tiny bitch. Creepy.
Yeah, man, it'd be kind of almost, you know, I mean, you'd probably feel like, what the fuck, this is child molestation here.
It'd be like stuffing a turkey. you put it right on the counter and you put it right in, and you hear the stupid noises. You go all the way in there. It hurts, you know. Fucking piece of shit. Pick her ass up with one hand and spear her on your shit like a basketball on a finger. Fantastic.
Yeah, Harlan got on the trotter asshole, man.
Yeah, you don't have to play that on that phone Saturday. So as long as they call in, listen up.
Yeah, it's going to be
every fucking week.
Going to be crazy, definitely. Now the magazine, you know what I'm saying? Man. It's going to be crazy. What kind of response have you gotten from, like, the cover so far, Six?
I mean, all you can do is look at the market, man. Who the fuck is like that? And we got Dr. Kafar on the cover, man. For those of y'all that heard the first fucking mixtape, ain't no compare to what we're going to do with the second, man. The cover is any clue of what's going to happen, man. Y'all about to be gut open and operated on.
Yeah. Definitely.
Folks are loving it, man. I'm appreciate all that fuck hit me up, liking the cover, man. Good looking out. But in that same token, y'all can like it, all compliments and shove up your ass to your pants like two fucking issues, man. It's real.
Yeah.
No doubt. That's real.
Get them fucking ads. Get those ad dollars in.
Please do.
So we can get this motherfucker to you the right way. And another thing I want to tell people, for everybody that's got them iPhones, Androids, all this smartphone shit, we're going to have apps for you. And every time you buy a fucking issue, you automatically are set up for a subscription, which means you're going to get an email telling you, okay, we just dropped another fucking issue. So, you know, you just support this shit. That's all I got to say. And I want to know why I got you brothers on the line. I want to talk about some other shit. Yeah, we got some motherfuckers right now running around talking shit, getting at our people. These same motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, these snake motherfuckers, huh?
Yeah, there's so many of these snake motherfuckers. But the same ones, we got quotes from these guys praising us. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad it's not a bad thing when we have to deal with it, because it just makes us stronger, I think, whenever we lose some of these
right.
spineless
yeah.
fucking jellyfish,
yeah.
SpongeBob fucking idiots under the sea.
In that same token, man, I'm going to say my name, Tyrock. First off, man, I don't got no other words for you, man, but what you've been doing is funky. Yeah, funky since you've been doing it. How are you going to be hiding your supposed affiliation with us to be Debonair? That's some whole-ass shit, man. That's why you ain't going to fuck it no more. That's why you ain't going to be on any project. That's why everybody deletes you, man, because you're a two-faced motherfucker. And you're not,
right.
If you're supposed to be proud of this shit, then why would you be hiding it? Nobody proud hides anything. So whatever, man, you go over there, you can live your lie and hide and do what you do. And as far as Super Fast Millions go, man, it kind of hurts, because look at you now, man. Look at your career as it is now. You know why you sound like that? Your level of professional sound? It's because Jerry hooked up your fucking sound and gave you quality audio. Your art looks like the way it looks because I gave you the art. You have anything press related, your bio, all that shit, all your appearances on the radio, it's because of press. So before you talk any more shit to anybody, Super, I'm going to call you by name, Super Fast Million. Before you talk any more shit with any more bullshit lies, I want you to remember the past and where the fuck you were before us.
Yeah.
Well, you put your money into this, and we give you your services and help you. So you think about that
person
before you start spreading more bullshit. You wouldn't be nothing if we didn't help you.
Yeah, real shit, real shit. And like, I want to touch on this, too. You can't play both sides. If you say you want to stay neutral, staying neutral isn't representing one side, and then, like you said, Six, being afraid to represent another side because of the backlash you're going to get from the Burger Time faggots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
CMB, DM bitch. You know, how the fuck can you even say that you're hard and you're claiming that shit? You know what I'm saying? That just doesn't make sense. Those guys are those guys are insurance salesmen and motherfuckers that sit in cubicles and don't do shit
and
all day.
Apparently they ain't doing shit because they shit is fucking hot garbage.
Yeah. They learn how to speak English straight up from listening to fucking, you know what I'm saying, old school rap tapes. That's how they learn. I mean, when you talk to DMB, he's like, oh, for sure, though. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker talks like a clown. You know, and I've heard him talk to his clients, too, on the phone. He'll be like, hold on, players. And then he'll be going in his little German shit all proper. All fucking fake as fuck, man. I'll step on that fucking crowd bastard.
I know. Wiener's
motherfuckers.
After everything, man, after all this shit came to light, B&B business practices, all this shit, work ethic, traveling, after that was all laid on the table, what does Ty Rock do? You know what you did, Ty Rock? You're probably listening, man, because you know you listen to all our shit anyway. What did you do, man? You told us that you wouldn't fuck with him no more. I'm the fall in the coffin. But you still fucked with them cats through it all. You stayed with them.
Right.
Yeah, you got the shit tattooed on your arm. And, you know, everybody sees your tattoo. Yeah, that's cool, man. But the way you were acting, you know, it's opposite of what that tattoo represents. I don't give a fuck where I'm at, who I'm around. It's still UGS, motherfucker. I'll put it in your face. I'm not going to hide nothing because I'm real about my shit. That's the press, man, anybody.
Yeah,
you
know, same. Yeah, when I say that shit, we really mean that
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly. You ain't going to hide shit. But you know, some motherfucker in a cubicle has this dude on a leash. So, man, it is what it is, man. If y'all want to do what you do, stay there and you'll be pissing the wind. We'll be where we're at.
Yeah, we're doing what we're doing. UGS is stronger than ever. And, you know, we definitely going to keep it moving. But, hey guys, I got a caller calling in, man. It's going to be next week's guest. But thank you guys, as always, man, for supporting. And, you know, we're going to be there Saturday, 7 p.m.
Okay, sure.
Fuck You Bitch Radio, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. here in Central Time. We'll see you guys then for sure.
Yeah, sure. UGS for life, baby.
That's what it is, UGS for life. I'm going to bring on a special guest. This guy is a Kansas City veteran. This guy's been putting it down. He's worked with the likes of AMG. Man, there's no way to really introduce this guy. If you know rap and underground rap and just have any history at all in the game, and I'm going to bring on next week's guest to kind of give you a little bit of a preview. Mr. Vel Bacardi, what's up, my brother?
Hey, how you doing, man? God bless, man.
Man, it's been a minute, man. You been all right?
Yeah, I've been straight, man. I took a little break, man. I own a recycling business, so I kind of took a little vacation to make sure that I get off the ground and still been writing my albums and working on my son's album. So I'm going to be dropping the Cancer Retirement album 2013 as well as my son. So I've been kind of busy, man, you know, keeping the strive going. It's good to hear from you guys, Murder Dog and everything.
Yeah, definitely. That's the last time we talked, you know. But we kind of, you know, now we got our own little thing. You know, Murder Dog, I'll always represent the Murder Dog of old. I kind of moved away, man. They kind of went in a direction where every issue has a certain person on the cover, if you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So I kind of left that shit alone. I'm a cracker. You know what it is, man.
Right.
How do you feel about the current state of Kansas City rap scene? Being you're one of the pioneers.
Kansas City rap scene is, you know, to be honest with you, it's pretty much like how it was when I left. I mean,
it's a lot of good rappers, a lot of good artists, but no lineup, meaning there's no one wants to follow the leader, so no one wants to tie together to make one cause happen. So until my guys can figure that out, I mean, we will always be a bunch of good guys that can do music but ain't getting nowhere with it, you know, because it takes each link to make a chain, you know. One link don't make no chain, so,
yeah.
You know, in order to make the bike move the way they want to, and for those wheels to turn the way they want to, they're going to have to figure out that we have to come together like one big chain and wrap together and make that thing move. But as far as the hip-hop scene itself, you know, Kansas City, Missouri music, they've grown as far as lyrically and song mode-wise, but it's time that they understand that we have to set our own place in history by setting that chain together, and that means having the same unity that New York and California and Atlanta and Detroit, as well as other places in the United States, that's already established and showed.
Yeah, because, you know, aside from, you know, the world, when they think of Kansas City, they automatically think of Tech N9ne. But when I think of Kansas City, I think of, you know, of course, Rich the Factor, yourself, you know what I'm saying, Court Dog, I mean, S to the B. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's so many guys out there. And we used to do the special reports where we interview all you guys, and you know, we had the compilation, of course.
Right.
Best of the best. It's almost like, man, you guys disappeared. You know what I'm saying? I want to see that old Kansas City come back. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean by the chain has been broken, because,
yeah.
Like, you know, like Donnie, which Tech N9ne, people know it's Tech N9ne, you know, when it was his time to roll the ball, you know, he chose to, you know, do it in his own fashion, which is okay. I mean, when it was my time to roll the ball, I put the town on the map. I gave him a lot of game, a lot of information. I mean, he followed my exact blueprint, you know, as far as going to the West Coast and getting that thing established with the West Coast and Missouri. I mean, he followed the blueprint, but when it was time to roll the ball and get it open, I mean, these guys shell up. You know, when I brought Murder Dog, and when I brought BET, and when I brought Marty Thomas and guys like that who worked on Forrest Gump, I brought them to Kansas City, Missouri, just so it can open up. I was ready to start the chain movement. But once the chain started moving, and other guys like myself and Rich the Factor and Tech N9ne have different clicks, we should have put these clicks together, but it didn't happen that way. See, that's why the songs Cracker, I was doing the songs Cracker, and that's why I was doing songs like Bow Now. I wasn't doing them on a personal level as far as me being mad at him. I was doing it because the people was mad at him.
Yeah.
You know, and use myself as a vessel for the people. You know,
yeah.
Because the people were feeling like, hey, man, you know, hey, the door's open. Why you're not doing that with Vail? Okay, Vail opened the door. Okay, you got it more notice. Okay, where's the You and Vail song? There's nobody in California, New York, or Detroit that there's two guys that's doing something like that they're not going to put them on the same song. How did this not happen? Well, you know, I guess instead of trying to work with Velvet Cardi, they was trying to bump Velvet Cardi out the picture because they figured they couldn't. I don't know why guys felt like if I was out the picture, they can do things. I don't know what that was about, but people, instead of looking at me like a vessel for them, like, yeah, let's work together. I'll pull my connections in and we'll do what it takes. They looked at it like a threat.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought that was fucked up,
you know,
myself, you know, because I seen, you know what I'm saying, the mechanisms of the Kansas City rap scene, not just Kansas City, Missouri, but Kansas City, Kansas. There was a lot of dudes clicked up, a lot of dudes making moves, and then it just fucking dissipated, you know. And like you said, certain individuals did things their way and kind of didn't really reach back to the city. And
right.
You know, well, you know, over here, man, the show, the Murder Master Music Show, our tagline is "Where legends are not forgotten." You know what I'm saying? So that's why we seek out the Vail Bacardis. We just had CJ Mack on. You know him.
Yeah.
You know, we've had DJ Ready
wow.
Red, South Park Coalition. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We've had almost, you know, probably about 75 different artists on so far that
yeah.
Cats have kind of forgotten about, you know, and I
well,
want to make
good,
sure.
Man. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Y'all got your eyes on the vets and the pioneers, the guys who laid down the railroad for these guys that I'm talking about that don't turn back and keep the chain going. I mean, it's good that you guys recognize the first links of that chain, you know, and I pay homage to y'all for that and much respect.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, next week, you know, Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, we're going to have you on the show.
Okay.
We'll get in depth about, you know, your history. We'll talk a little bit about tech. You know, we got to do that. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about what you're going to be doing. And, man, thank you. I'm glad to reconnect with you again, man. You've always been one of the coolest motherfuckers I've talked to in the game. So
I appreciate you, brother. Yeah, so definitely, man, I will call you. So you guys, are you going to call me? Do I call you at 9, or how does that work?
What I'll do is I'll shoot you, I'll create the show, and I'll shoot you a link to your Facebook.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'll also make sure to jot down your number. I see it on my board right here. Just the main number I can reach you at, pretty much?
Yeah, that's my cell. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's Vel's cell. Y'all heard it first here. But definitely, man, I appreciate you, and last time we talked, man, it had been about 5 fucking years ago. Shit.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. Yeah, it says, but it's good to see we both breathing and steady, both moving towards the movement. So, you know, it's a blessing, you know, and we'll have many more sit downs, and, you know, it's a blessing. I appreciate what y'all are doing for the pioneers and legends, man.
Hey, definitely, man. We're gonna be, and next week, you know, of course, I want you to give me some, I'll call you. I want you to give me some new music I can spin, and of course we're going to play some of the hits, genuine liquor hits.
No
you
doubt.
Know we got to play that shit.
Right. I'll send you some of the new stuff right now. I mean, I'll send you new material, Vel McCarty, you know, and so you can have it exclusively, you know.
Yeah, that's
and,
what the hell I'm talking about, man. And
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
This show is I'm shooting my email to you right now on the Facebook, so we're going to get it in next week. Right here, 7 p.m., well, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. on the West Coast. Everybody tune in, and you're going to get to hear the one and only Vel McCarty tell his story. Thanks a lot, my brother. I'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, brother.
Yeah, for those of you, man, that don't know who Vel McCarty is, man, this guy is one of the pioneers of Kansas City, the rap scene out there, man. This guy, you know, he's been putting it down for years. He's a fucking legend. He definitely didn't get the credit he deserved, but that's going to change. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got to make sure pay homage to motherfuckers like him. But let's get back into this music. I'm going to play some more music over here from the West Coast. Man, this is Second to None coming like this. Actually, it's Second to None featuring DJ Quick, Hi-C, and AMG. Which, you know, produced Vel McCarty's, you know, good chunk of Vel McCarty's album, Genuine Liquor Hits. So check this shit out right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick, and you listening to my boy Scott Bader. Mix it all up on the Murder Master Music Show.
Let's drop it on a one. Now that the fun begun with my crew. Now let me tell all the hoes what I'm going to do. I'm going to get your big booty butt naked. Cause things happen when you listen to me record. The shirt comes off, the panty comes down. Because me flow like now, me love reggae.
come like this.
Yeah.
down with you, no strap with two Glocks. Gone on some Bruno, headed for the house party on the south side. Four deep in a rag top 6'5". Hella bitches, hella bitches hanging out the window. Killer Cali style from foes to 850 Benzos. Hoes on stack. The niggas been balling crack since the Mac. Packing the cat and won't think twice to bust a cap. Sporting a rim like Freddy Krueger. Some drinking happy shooters. All strapped down with two Rugers. I pulls over, hit the juice on my ride. I got front back to side to side. And murder daddy rich. The murder daddy rich. I'm a born soldier to these hell-made streets. In my dreams, when my back is turned, somebody's murdering me. I'm waking up in cold sweat. Every little noise, I'm hopping out the bed, reaching for my tech. And on the streets, I'm better high on paranoia. Looking for the neighborhood destroyers. I'd rather murder than be dead, confused. Celebrating my birthday in the news. I drop tears for my dead homies and did gears trying to get my money and pack a check for your phonies and did mines on my own. Only turning motherfuckers into rest in peace, homie. In the murder daddy writ. Murder daddy writ. Murder daddy writ. Murder daddy writ. Murder. See, I'm a G from the block, and when this funk is on, I be the nigga with the strap to your homie's dome. Head button, crushing them bones. When that HK buck them, sitting that ass gone. Retaliating, be some out of state Negroes. Decapitating, leaving afros and steel toes. Some more hard toe killers, ballin' dope dealers. Hooplex Willa, the real dealer. Belling your hood like Thriller. You either kill her or vacate or get killed by the killer. Now, what do you prefer? It's best that you disperse. I'll be the next verse and murder daddy Rick. 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 Now here come the big gangster, hopping out the Regal, pants sagging, fat pocket ego, 50 Cali style, stacking up G's by the pal, sipping Amaretta, packing a throwaway Beretta, and been in it to win it since the beginning. So when I pose, if it's slugs with my fofo, leaving niggas froze, it's fuck you hoes in the mind of a psycho, kicking off rides when the lights go. I did my time on the cell block for selling rocks. I'd rather left the cop shell shocked than get popped. So next time I protect mine with my tech. Having wreck time, they can't check mine. It's murder daddy writ. The murder that he writ. The murder daddy writ. The murder that he writ. 187 killer.
Yeah, we're back here on the Murder Master Music Show. Another fucking legendary fucking show. CJ Mack, you know what I'm saying? He was here. Legendary Vel Bacardi. A little preview of next week's show. He showed up and spit a little bit of game in, give you a little bit of a preview what next week's going to be like. So, man, by the time, you know, next week will be show number 33. By the time we hit 100, this fucking archive is going to be like a pretty much a rap blueprint. So just, if you guys can't respect it, if you guys can't pay homage to it, then eat a dick. Let's see you here from the Shy, man. We got somebody here from the Shy right now, man. 773. Who's in the building?
It's your boy Trey Wood is hood, man. You know what I'm saying?
Trey Wood is hood, man. Hey, my brother, what's going on with you? How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying, man. I rap, man. You know what I'm saying. I love what y'all doing up there.
Hey, man, you definitely, you definitely got them spits. You know what I'm saying. And we gotta get you on the show. I'm glad you called in. Did you hear the guests earlier?
Oh, CJ Mack.
Yeah.
I missed him, man. You know what I'm saying? I see my boy Prayer Somo, UGSFITI for life. You know what I'm saying? I rep them brothers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. Definitely, man. He wants to actually, you know, him being from L.A., he wants to come out to Chicago and shoot a documentary.
Yeah, Joe, he needs to put Trey Wood his hood, man. I'm going to take him through the whole West Side, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm an OG out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're one of the guys I was going to put him on to. He was talking about getting at Common and Kanye. I was like, no, you got to get at...
He can't fuck with them cats, Joe. Them cats... I'm the realest, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to fuck with Trey Wood his hood when you hit Chicago, Jack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Everybody know me up here, man. Everybody.
Yeah, you and cats like J.D. Walker, of course, the Bad Black.
Yeah, exactly. All of my guys, Joe. Crucial Conflict, J.D. Walker,
Do or Die,
Drama Ward. You know what it is. You already know what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
C.O. the Bad Black.
Show him what's really fucking going on over there. We were talking about this. You know, I'm down here in the southern part of the state, but... Man, you guys are really going through some shit right now. How are you
maintaining? Hell yeah, man. It's ugly up here right now.
How are you maintaining, Traylon?
Hey, you know, I'm a universal in the streets, man. You know, every motherfucker respect me, man. So they get out of my way, Joe. I ain't trying to get in no motherfucker way. I be trying to kill that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit, that blacks killing blacks and kids killing kids and all that shit, man. That shit ain't... It ain't making our city look good, man. We got some hot spitters, man. We got a lot of talent up here going to waste, man. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's sad? It's been going on since the days of Capone, and it's just getting worse. I think this year, they said the statistics show there's more murders in Chicago this year alone than in all of Afghanistan.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit getting ridiculous, man. You know, and I'm an OG in this motherfucking land, man. It's just crazy, man. And for me to be walking around and seeing it like this, it's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was gonna ask you, because you being an OG in this, you've been around, you've seen shit go down.
You've seen
the beefs in the early 90s and before that, you've seen all kinds of crazy shit go down.
Yeah,
this shit that's
like my pop. You know, like when Tupac got killed, man, you know this motherfucker was like an uproar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Chicago is definitely not a place to fuck around with. But you, after seeing all you've seen, how does it compare to what's going on today, 2012?
Man, I think the devil working, man. You know what I'm saying? There's some devilish, demonic shit going on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro. I'm trying to tell you, man. I ain't seen it in years, man. You know, and I come up under all the OGs, Jack. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be here to be on live radio talking to y'all about this situation, man. Because I've been around for a long time, Jack, all through the jails. My name ring bells in the city, in the streets, in the jails. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man, I be trying to get with the brothers, man, to try to cease this shit. Like, man, Joe, it's too many young brothers, man, that's... It's like talent going to waste, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we got some cold cats up here, man, like dying, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man.
It's a shame. And not only that, you got little kids getting caught up in it.
Right. See, that's why we putting them out raps, man. My shit is like messages, man. Like, that's why I just did this new joint. It's called Squeak Geeks. You know what I'm saying? We got a Squeak Geek movement going up here, man. It's crazy. And I just... He had the anthem song, man. And I was like, you know, it seemed like these dudes getting out these drugs and these dreads and they bobbing their heads, man. They just killing the kids, man. You know what I'm saying? Who you want to hit, man? Don't hit these kids, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And then they up here warring for nothing, man. Just nothing. But it's like genocide, man. Like the world's, like Chicago, too crowded right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's no different than what's going on in other countries. Like you said, like in Syria, you know what I'm saying? They're just killing people. And you've been up there your whole life. I can't even imagine. I lived in Berwyn. You know where that's at. That's not far from where you're at. But I would go in there, you know, I had to go in there to get my weed. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I would have to go. I had to go get the fire. I'd be going off Independence and Polk.
Right. Yeah. That's my land. All up through there, man. That's the holy city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man. I mean, and I seen crazy shit just going to buy weed. I can't imagine what you see,
man, you
on a daily
see it
basis.
Now, man, it's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the police, like some martial law shit here now. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't even really walk down the street without being harassed by police and shit now. You know what I'm saying?
And this, you know what I'm saying? I'm very glad you called in, my brother, because this is very, very important. Matter of fact, man, I want to, you know, we got this magazine dropping the 31st. And sometime down the line, I want to come up there. You know how the old Murder Dog, you know, J.D. Walker brought Murder Dog to the Shy.
Yep.
I want to do a 2012-2013 special report. I want to get as many of you motherfuckers as I can, you know what I'm saying, the OGs, you, J.D. Walker, B-Lo, you know, it's a Crucial Conflict, of course, the bad one. I want to get you guys together and do a special report and really showcase, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in Chicago, because it needs to be seen. The media ain't doing their fucking job.
They not, man. You know what I'm saying? The shit that's supposed to be put on TV is not being put on it's not being televised, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
I mean,
not at all.
I be in the crib, Joan. I'm in K-Town right now, and I don't hear nothing but silence and Amalam sounds all day, man. All day long. Police sirens, and I'm like, man, Lord, what's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? But it's cool that I can breeze through the hoods like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Being unarmed, man. You know what I'm saying? Them brothers, like they got. I'm respected, man. You know what I'm saying? They know. I don't get down like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
They know who you are. You know,
yeah, exactly, man. You know what I'm saying? They got much respect for me, man. Cause you know I ain't gonna even lie, man. Once upon a time, I was one of them wildcats that was out here putting in work and doing all this type of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And just wilding out, you know what I'm saying? Before I came down to senses, like, man, hold on, man. I got something to live for, man. You know what I'm saying? I got talent, man. God bless me with talent, man. And I'm gonna use it with the right perspective, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to reach out to these youth. I got kids and nephews and great nephews that need to be growing up too. I don't want to see them get murdered in the streets like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely don't want to see that at all. And you know, last time I never had a chance to meet you, but the last time I was up in the shop, me and the bad one, we was driving right by where you were at, man. We missed you.
Yeah, though. Man, y'all was supposed to bump into me, man. I was mad, man. See,
no,
like
this was in July of 2011.
Right around my birthday. My birthday, July the 27th. You know, I remember y'all came up and y'all was shooting a video or something.
Yeah, no. I wasn't there for the video. This was for the Tech N9ne show at the House of Blues.
Yep. Tech N9ne was up here. Show was. You right about that. Yep. Tech N9ne was up here. My boy Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne Cole, yo. I love that nigga, man.
Yeah, we came through, and you know, we didn't get a chance to kick it with you. But next time I come up there, definitely you know what I'm saying, wanna kick it with you. I'm gonna put CJ Mack in touch with cats like you and JD and the bad one and you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think it's an honor to have a dude from another city, from Los Angeles, who sees what's going on in Chicago, want to help out. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
really,
that's good, man.
You know, because he comes from a place that's fucked up too. And
them Bloods and them Crips over there, man, up in California, up there, down that way, man.
Yeah, so it's good that if he recognizes the trouble that's going on in Chicago, that's a beautiful thing, man. So I definitely want to help him get that made, and maybe these motherfuckers will see what the hell's going on, you know. But
yeah, man.
On some positive shit, man, we're getting ready for you know, some basketball's getting ready to go down. And what are your thoughts of the Chicago Bulls this year?
Oh, man, we looking real good, man. Man, if we stay healthy, man, we're going to make a run, man. You know what I'm saying? We looking real good. My boy D-Rose coming back strong. You know what I'm saying? We got our boy Captain Kirk back. You know, we got Rock Monovich. You know what I mean? We got a good three players. We got Rip still here. You know what I'm saying? Joe King, Luol Deng, you know.
Luol Deng's a beast. He made first All-Star last year, too, so.
Yeah, man. That's why I quote my boss. When we was going to See, if Rose would have been healthy, man, when it got hurt, we'd have went to Milwaukee, and there'd have been a slogan saying, dang, why y'all had to come up and fucking fire Luau? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, and you got to look at it, too. 2 years in a row, they had the best record in the NBA. You know,
yeah.
So there's no reason. If they didn't have a playoffs, it would have been the best in the West versus the best in the East, and they would have took it. You know what I'm saying? But this year we got to get the Heat. We got to get – they
yeah.
got Ray Allen. They got that motherfucker now shooting them threes. So we got to stop them. You know, I think when they come to United Center, you got to catch LeBron in the back and whoop his ass, man.
No, man, you know, we it's cool, man. You know, D-Wade from the city, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, D-Wade,
So that's our homie, man, too. It's big ups to Miami, man. We don't beef with them like that, Jack. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, but it'd be a good heated series, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be competitive. Every time they play, it's a phenomenal game, you know, definitely.
Right. You know it's going to be some rivalry shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to watch out for the Lakers now, too. They got a hell of a roster.
Yeah, they stack their team, man. You know, they always stack their team, man. But they ain't going nowhere. The West Coast is hard in the West, too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Them boys, Durant and them, man, they mad, man. They lost their championship, man. You know they're coming back. Dirk Nowitzki, them, man, they got a lot of L.A. Clippers over there. Man, they got the West kind of harder than the East right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because everybody's stacking their teams now, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. But
What I don't like about Chicago, man, them old half-price motherfuckers, they don't be wanting to spend no money, man, make our teams look like the Sox was just. We were supposed to just be in the damn little World Series, man. How the fuck we was just leading in the first place? Now we ain't even in the – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just got kicked right out the motherfuckers. Come on, man. What the fuck going on? It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying?
It'll come back. Chicago, when it comes to sports, Chicago's got the biggest heart, man.
We got a heart, man. We winning. We rep our squads up here, man, with no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Hey,
man,
it's love, man. I love you showing me love like this, man. And I represent you to the fullest, man. Whatever movement you got going on, I'm going to support you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And I appreciate that. And you know, anytime, man, you're welcome here on this show, man. And you know, what we're doing with UGS, man, because you're right, man. You represent us, and we definitely honor that, man, respect that.
Yeah, man, I got to get my shine on that show one day, man. You know, you got to play some of my joints on that joint, man. You know it, man.
You got to send me the MP3s, brother, and I got you.
I got you. Hey, you put my, in the shot we gangsters like Al on that 50.com, right?
Yes, sir.
My homies been going up there checking it out, too, man. They say they like that, man.
Hey, man, I ain't been up north in a minute. You know, any chance I can to support the Shy, I'm going to do it, man. That's my heart. My family came there 120 years ago, you know what I'm saying? It's in my blood. So
that's right.
I definitely, you know what I'm saying, definitely got to rep
you
rep
is the
Shy,
man. You is the Shy-Town representative. You from the Shy, nigga. You just moving around right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be back eventually, man, definitely. I got to let my little girl get up there, man, and she loves it. Every time we go up there, man, it's... You know, she loves going up there, so, you know, maybe get my paper right. I'll be up there living soon, so.
Yeah, you know how it is, man. You know we rep y'all, man. It's UGS FTI for life, man. You know, Trey Wood's hood, man. You know I got your back, man. Keep it pumping, baby.
Definitely. Anybody want to get at you, go to facebook.com/Treywood. That's TRAWOOD. And also hit up the reverbnation.com/Treywood.
Yep.
You know,
SoundCloud too, baby.
SoundCloud, you know, good. Definitely get at Trey Wood, man. And yeah, come on again, man. Next week we're having Kansas City legend Vel Bocardi. And, you know, give me some MP3s, man. I got access to your SoundClouds, but I ain't got no actual MP3s. So give me some MP3s.
Right.
I got you on this motherfucker, man, for sure.
Yep, I'm going to shoot you a lot of man. I'm going to get on top of that for you.
Hey, man, thank you, my brother, so much for calling in, man. It means a lot, man. Appreciate you.
Yep. I love you, man.
Much love, brother.
All right.
That right there, folks, man, if anybody tuning in right now, man, that's the homie Treywood, man. That dude is Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Just like J.D. Walker, just like the Bad Black, just like Soundmaster T and Crucial Conflict and B-Lo, Do or Die, that's Chicago, you know what I'm saying? So you got to show support, represent the city of Chicago. That city is going through some very rough times. I mean, Chicago's always been going through rough times. Like I said, since the days of Capone, even before. I mean, the whole city fucking burned to the ground. They had to rebuild that motherfucker back up. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the cities with the biggest hearts on the fucking planet. And you know, I definitely our hearts always got to go out to the city of Chicago. We're always going to represent for the Chi. And with that being said, I'm going to get up out of here. It's been one hell of a show. We had CJ Mack on this motherfucker. We had Vel Bacardi. Trey Wood came through, you know what I'm saying? And it's been a great show. I can't complain. So I'm going to leave you guys out, man. It's been a West Coast show. I'm going to leave you out with, you know what I'm saying, some Seagram and Too Short, man. Rest in peace to Seagram, you know what I'm saying? Definitely one of the tightest rappers to come out of the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying, Oaktown, you know what I'm saying, and of course, you know what I'm saying, the player himself, Too Short. We'll see you next week with Vel Bacardi right here on the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. And remember, go to ugsforlife.com, and October 31st, get your first issue of Underground Society magazine with Dr. Kafar on the front cover. Check that shit out. We're out this bitch.
Shut dog in the house. Hey, Sig, what you mean when you talk about gangsters?
When I'm talking about gangsters, I ain't talking about gangbangers. Small time corner hangers, I'm talking about bird slangers. Not them fake ass, shoot them up tight. Was the type to shoot your ass when the time is right. So won't you tell me what your Mac like, what your stack like. Slinging crack on the track, making stacks to the daylight. Niggas get deceased, my pockets increase. I can't be faded, not even with some bleach. Most of you niggas ain't gangsters, you're kicking drama. But that drama will cause your ass trauma. In my H-O-O-D, that big S to the end, to the fucking beat on a late night ride. Straight on a mission on Highway 5 with a trunk full of chickens. Gangster living is a sport, but playing these hoes is for them pros like my boy Too Short.
Big baby, pass the mic so I can jog these freaks. Two rapping motherfuckers from East Oakland streets on that ass. So what you gonna do with that? Some bitch lost a nigga when they peeled his cap. When they was getting at his ass, he hollered, let that go. But in Oakland, California, don't protect no hoes. Cause they'll write you off like taxes. Everywhere you go, you get your ass kicked. Niggas don't appreciate you coming with it, phony. Kinda like the Mac when he smoked Pretty Tony. And that straight pimp game from the O. My name is Short Dog. You wanna know something? Nothing but gangsters and players out here. Can't be a fake nigga staying out here. Bitches learn early to respect this game, so they never talk down on a player's name. Yeah. What's up?
115 in the house. My nigga Boo, lay low, black ass Reed. What's up, nigga?
Out here.
Jeff, my nigga Troy, you know what I'm saying? Hooking up fat shit. Young Beamer, what's up, Beam? Yeah, it's all good, though. Hey, show, I don't know your partner name, though, but he in the motherfucking hand. You know what I'm saying? And it's all good, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing but gangsters and players out here.
We, yeah.
Pizza man.
Man, I didn't order no motherfucker.
I'm still shooting motherfuckers. The warpath never stops. Dr. Death, the limits are high. The stars on the homicide. Your pops, if you're plotting on this jet. Punk, I see you coming from a mile away and light your ass up. So if the funk is on, you better be strapped. Cause you'll be biting the nine once again. Black, call me Agent 00024. I got a mini 380 in the sleeve of my coat. I'm a killer. The motherfucking exit R today. IDEZLOC. Smoking niggas like some green bud. So if you see me in your hood, you better duck. Cause I'm jacking everything from a cut to a mini truck. Better not be tripping, never slipping. It's just another motherfucking grave that I'm digging. 40 swigging, got a nigga bitten, wanna kill. Fools trying to catch me slipping, but they never will. I'm the motherfucking ex-float, no joke. I'm from the garden block where motherfuckers where people smoke. If your baby got a little more shine than the ones I got, I'ma get my nine and your shit is mine. You hella bold if you reach for your cat. Cause I'ma put a hole in your ass and it's like that. Lynch, Lynch. Nigga nuts on the walls of the room, I'm shooting motherfuckers. I'm a trigger happy nigga, I prove it every time that I run. I kill a punk at the drop of a dime. For instance, a nigga talking shit. Better yet, a fool trying to front for a bit. Yeah, yeah. Nigga aim, nigga hit. Wanna trip, nigga trip. Fuck a fool done if he got an empty clip. Brother Lynch,
I'm a blast,
Lynch.
I'm a blast, Jack.
Where your bullet land?
In that
land.
Ass, in that ass.
Niggas ain't shit. A bitch is a dead bitch. If she fuck with me, she gon' be shitting land brick. Cause I treat a hoe like a hoe should be treated. Instead of like a queen, I treat a bitch like a thief. I have a hoe terrified, thinking I'm a loony. Setting up a folk so I can jack them for they jewelry. Kicking down doors, waving at fucker discussion. All I want is money, if it ain't none, then I'm busting.
Yeah,
I'm killing mama, daddy, and nephew. I'm killing son, daughter, and sparing you. You could play the Rambo role like you're a damn black brother. But picture this, I'm still shooting motherfuckers. Crazy if you think you don't get some. The only thing you don't get is yourself smoke. Punk. And if you ever wake your ass up, you in a box 24 deep, cold as a motherfucker. To your nigga that diss me, or either try to blast and you miss me. Keep your strap on, cause I'ma get my jack on. When I put my black on, pay back, it's finna be on. Your brain's gone, I'ma let it be known. Trick, X-rated, was never the one to be fucked with. Cause you was saying you was hard and all that shit. But when you found you couldn't quit, you move your ass out of town with your bitch. Dumb nigga, I'm like the Terminator, loco. Kicking down doors with Brother Lynch, looking for your ass. Blast everybody in the house, fuck getting popped. Bullet wounds will get a nigga top. They tell the cops that they shot you. You go see the doctor and they got you. A nigga like me leaves no evidence, sucker. When I'm jacking me a fool, I shoot the motherfucker. Fuck yeah. Once again, it's on. You know what I'm saying? That nigga at his motherfucking rating. Never gave a fuck about shit. Run up and he's gone. That's how it is. You know what I'm saying? Don't have your back against the wall like my boy Nick said. If you don't talk that shit, I might let your punk ass live. You know what I'm saying?
And again, he might.
Yeah, we still got a few more minutes. Might as well play a little bit more. You just heard motherfucking X-rated. One of the fucking best over there in the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Sacramento shit, man. I might play some Lynch, but I'm gonna play this shit, man. Just coming out the cage, man. This is some shit from Compton. Just kind of taking shots at N.W.A. and then back in the day. This is Tweety Bird Loke. I always laughed at that name, but this is some hard shit. Check this shit out.
Joe, out the ghetto cage.